Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you all to the regular meeting of the Genoa Township Board of Trustees. Today is Thursday, June 2nd, 2011. We do have some important business this evening. I think we're going to kind of shuffle some things around. But first, I do want to ask that we rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'd like to ask Chief Honeycutt to please lead us in the pledge.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all again. At this point, I'd like to ask Chief Honeycutt to please join us up at the podium. He's going to recognize some special individuals this evening.
First order of business is the swearing in of a couple part-time employees. I'd like to first recommend a motion to hire John Ng as a part-time firefighter paramedic for Genoa Township effective June 3rd, 2011. John is currently a lieutenant with Mifflin Fire Department, full-time there, and he received his Fire Science Paramedic Associate degree from Columbus State University or Columbus State Community College in 2010. John is also a Genoa Township resident, so he'll be at the ready call all the time. Isn't that correct, John?
When effective what day?
June 3rd.
Okay. I'll make a motion to hire John Ng as a part-time firefighter paramedic with the Genoa Township Fire Department effective June 3rd, 2011.
Second.
Any discussion?
Okay, John. What? Yeah.
You want to ask him first or do the roll call?
Let's do the roll call and then we'll. Okay.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Mrs. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye. Motion carries. Welcome, John. Could you join us
okay.
up front here?
Come on right up in front of Mr. Carfagna.
I'm going to go ahead and read you the oath this evening. Our fiscal officer is out. But, raise your right hand for me, please. I, John Ng.
I, John Ng.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution and laws of the State of Ohio.
The Constitution and laws of the State of Ohio.
And will faithfully discharge.
And will faithfully discharge.
The duties of firefighter paramedic.
The duties of firefighter paramedic.
In Genoa Township, Delaware County.
In Genoa Township, Delaware County.
State of Ohio.
State of Ohio.
During my continuance in office.
During my continuance in office.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Hey, John. Why don't you take a minute to introduce your family, and then we'll have you sign the certificates.
My wife, Shelly, is here. Our senior university today.
Hey. Oh.
All right.
I'm on AC and Hi.
All right, welcome aboard. We'll get a picture like in front of the flag.
If you want, why don't you go ahead and
just stand over here.
We'll keep you up there.
Okay. I would
introduce the next.
Yes. I would next like to recommend a motion to hire Eric Simpson as a part-time firefighter paramedic for Genoa Township effective June 7th, 2011. Eric is a full-time firefighter with the City of Lancaster, and he's also a part-time firefighter paramedic for the City of Worthington. And he attained his professional certifications through the Eastland Fairfield Career and Tech Center. Eric, you want to come and stand here?
Motion.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's right, Mr. Chairman. I make a motion to hire Eric Simpson as part-time firefighter paramedic with the Genoa Township Fire Department effective June 3rd?
7th.
7th, 2011.
Second.
Any discussion?
Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Mrs. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay. Come forward.
I, Eric Simpson.
I, Eric Simpson.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution and laws of the State of Ohio.
The Constitution and laws of the State of Ohio.
And will faithfully discharge.
And faithfully discharge.
The
duties of firefighter paramedic.
In Genoa Township, Delaware County.
In Genoa Township, Delaware County.
State of Ohio.
State of Ohio.
During my continuance in office.
During my continuance in office.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Welcome aboard. Congratulations.
Eric, do you want to introduce your family and friends?
Can I have you sign these certificates here?
Step in front and just go ahead and sign those.
Make it all legitimate.
Chief, it is good to know that you're hiring part-time firefighters that know where they are actually working in Genoa Township.
Yeah. Do you notice that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, just been ruled out of order.
Out of order. Eyes on.
Thank you.
Okay, then if we can get a picture of the two of you in front of the flag, that would be great. They don't want to show it. They don't want a picture. Lenny wants it for the paper. Joe usually uses those as a mug shot, just so you know. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. You're welcome to go down the street now and cake and ice cream.
Guys, welcome aboard, and thank you all again for coming.
Thank you very much.
Joe Sprouts. That's right, yeah.
Now we really know, yeah, as we always know that.
Okay, I know Mr. Myers is not with us tonight. Does he have a report that he's passed along?
Too early in the month to close the month. They're still working on that, so probably at the next meeting they'll have it, or in the next couple weeks they'll have financials ready for you.
Okay.
By the way, Mr. Myers does send his apologies for this evening. It's his son's birthday, and he's celebrating there at home.
Good for them. Good. Happy birthday, Max. We will go to public comment then. Is there anyone that wishes to speak during the public comment? Seeing, hearing none, we will go into new business. Parks, Mr. Clace. Nothing. Okay. Police, Chief Taylor. Next, we have maintenance, Mr. Matthews.
Okay, the first item of business is the 2011 road resurfacing from the county. We got it back, and you got it in your packets. All I need you to do is sign the contract and sign the second piece of paper in the packet.
There's a resolution. resolution for the trustees on this issue.
Okay. This is the road improvement program bid results. I will go ahead. Do I need to read off the...
Just the resolution part.
Just the resolution. Okay. I'll go ahead and offer up a motion to approve the 2011 Delaware County Road Improvement Program Township Road Summary Estimate from the Delaware County Engineer and approve a purchase order to Shelley and Sands, Inc. in the amount of $234,275.84. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Mrs. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye. Motion carries.
The next item is, because the bids were lower than we expected, because they did include recycled asphalt this year, and the prices were a little better than we thought. So I'm proposing that we pave four more streets instead of slurry sealing. And I went to the pre-con today and told him that we were going to see tonight if that was a possibility, if the trustees would like to. The streets that I'm proposing to add are Bull Rush Court, Huron Court, Sickle Court, and Sickle Drive. They were on the slurry seal. Those are the four worst streets on the list that we're slurrying. So with that change, we still have about 25 or 30,000 left in the 450 that we originally budgeted for them to do the prep work. We did start the prep work this week.
Do you have an estimate?
It's around 60,000. The change order would be 60,000.
So it'd be you would need a purchase order approved or a change order?
We'll wait to see if the contractor agrees with us, giving us the same price that they bid it on. So I'll come back next meeting with a change order of how much it would be. Okay. Tonight I was just letting you know and see if you guys agreed with that or not.
Could you tell me just a little bit more about how recycled asphalt varies with regular asphalt?
They're allowed to add a certain percentage into virgin mix, and you can't tell it when you look at it, but it has all different sizes of asphalt in it, and it's recycled and then mixed in with the virgin stuff. So it comes out, and it looks, it's called 448 instead of 404. It calls for the bigger stone to be in it, but you won't notice that after it's rolled.
Uh-huh. So you like that?
Yes, I think they should have done it a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
So, Bob, if I understand correctly, where does that put us in the number of roads that will be done this year? I mean, is that...
It would be eight streets resurfaced.
Eight streets resurfaced.
And I think it's 32 slurry sealed.
Expect those to be done by when?
I would think that because of the weather, they're behind already. And I would say late August. I don't know when the completion date is.
Okay.
But I would say late August.
appropriate to offer a motion this evening?
To support paving the four additional streets?
I mean,
You'll have to approve a purchase order.
Yeah, I don't want to, I can't just, I guess, approve a blank check,
well,
but I mean...
Well, it sounds as though it's not going to hold anything up.
No, it won't hold anything up.
I think I'd rather wait till Bob comes back, for sure, after he's talked to...
Yeah, all you need to approve is the contract, how it's written now.
All right.
Bob, is there, are any of these roads or streets, are they shut down or half the lane shut down? I mean, is there going to be any disruption of flow of traffic or detours, rerouting?
With us or with them?
With us or with them?
Us doing work on them or them doing work on them?
The slurry seal, it does require some closure.
Yes.
To allow 3 to 4 hours to dry.
But, yeah, but the resurfacing, they can drive on it all, as soon as they get it rolled.
Okay. Just making sure, I mean, once again, I'm sure you guys talked as far as making sure the emergency service folks know what's going on.
If we have anything closed down, we'll contact them. Good. Or if they're just doing, when they do the slurry seal, that's when they need to know what's closed.
And then will we put those streets on the website also, possibly, to announce that these are going to be?
Yes.
Okay, good. So residents know to get the cars off and all that kind of stuff. Thank you, sir. Figured you had it done by now. It's not your first road that you've resealed. That's very sealed.
I think it's important. I do want to step back for a minute. The resolution that we previously approved for the four streets, the $234,000, I do want to read off at least what those roads are. Pintail Court, which is off of Medallion Drive, that's obviously a dead end. Cypress Drive, which starts from St. Andrews and ends at St. Andrews. I believe, is that Highland? That's Highland Lakes.
Yeah.
Innisbrook Court from Pinewall Drive. It's a court, so that would be a call sign. And then Linder Way, which is up off of Rome Corners, and that also is a dead-end road. So those four streets are part of the road improvement project that we just approved. Bob, is there any other business?
Yes. Are you going to give me a motion to support that?
They said they would.
Okay.
When the revised.
Okay.
Next month.
I think.
If you're okay with
it. Supportive of at least.
Okay.
Getting the information.
Okay. Next would be road rejuvenation purchase order. It's a process. It's called Recumite. You put it on newly paved roads, and it brings back the elasticity in the mix, and it's supposed to tighten the mix up so it doesn't crack as quick. They have been doing it for about 10 years, and there's one on Old 3 just outside of Galena, where they got a test section of it, and I went up there and looked at it, and it looks real tight. So this company would do three streets.
Center Green, Spring Run, and Harvest Wind.
Yes, those are it, and they were paved last year, and when they do it, it is closed for a little while, and they spray this liquid material on the road, and then it soaks down into it. So I'm requesting a purchase order in the amount of $23,015.84.
To approve a purchase order in the amount of 23,000 $15.84 to Pavement Technology, Inc. That's it.
For rejuvenation.
For rejuvenation, for road rejuvenation.
Second.
Any discussion? I guess this goes back to kind of the marching orders that we set out for you earlier with, we just passed our roads levy, we kept the mills the same. We said that we would decrease spending for roads, or I guess scale back the amount of our road projects to compensate for this.
Yes, and
we would focus, however, on the streets that were in structural need of repairs.
Yes, trying to stretch our life expectancy on the roads that we got up to tip-top shape.
Part of that is that we maybe hold off on total repaving of roads, and instead we use these rejuvenation methods, the slurry sealing, to extend the life expectancy.
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Aye.
Mrs. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, the last thing that I got is I need a list of POs for the off-site bike path approved. Paul, did you put the account number on that?
I don't have a chart right now, Bob.
I don't either.
That's
the POs.
It would be the capital line item for parks. 1,760.
734 zeros.
000, is it 26?
26, that's it.
1,000.
760, 730, 0026, capital improvement, parks.
And that's with us doing the work, the majority of the work. It's about half of what we got an estimate for doing it outside. The bid was 81,000
wow.
And something.
Where, I'm sorry, the off-site bike path, which one is this?
It will run from McNamara Park south to this facility.
I will go ahead and offer a motion then to approve. Would it be a purchase order then?
A
blanket purchase order from our capital improvement parks line item, which is 1,670, 730.
760 through 730. 0026.
1,760, 730, 0026, in the amount of $35,000 for the purposes of our off-site bike path from McNamara Park.
Second.
Any discussion?
Mr. Gephardt?
Aye.
Mrs. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye.
That's all I have. Thank you.
When do you estimate work to start on the bike path?
Maybe in a week.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yes.
I told you a story. We have one more. It's a purchase order for the parapet wall at the garage. We can't fix the roof that you guys approved earlier. The wall between the two buildings, the new one and the old one, is falling apart. We got up there and tried to do it, but it's in pretty bad shape. So we got an estimate for $4,985. To Beverly Masonry LLC to redo the whole wall up there before they can do the roof.
I'll make a motion to approve a purchase order for Byerly Masonry LLC in the amount of $4,985, for the purpose of repairing a wall at our maintenance facility. Is there a second?
A second.
Is there discussion?
Robert, have we used this company before, or why are we?
They are the ones that redid the police station too when it got hit by the car. They are real good.
Bob, I guess my question, how old is that? Is your facility?
I do not know exactly, but I think the new part is about 12 years old. And the little part has been there since, I don't know, even 60s, 70s. And that's the wall that's in between it. Do you know, Chief?
I don't know. I mean, is this a wall just deterioration, normal wear and tear? I mean, I would hope that there would be some sort of a warranty on the craftsmanship or...
A wall warranty.
Well, yeah.
I would have liked a wall warranty, too, in my house.
The block is actually coming apart. The block itself. It isn't the joints. It's the block.
I mean, isn't any of this stuff guaranteed for a length of time?
It's not that long. Wouldn't say any block is guaranteed that long.
Dirt back then, I believe they put it up themselves.
Really?
Okay. I wasn't here at the
time. No one to blame but ourselves.
I do remember that volunteers built what you see over there, the old part.
My gosh.
We'd have to talk to Pat Blaney.
Pat Blaney.
Pat would probably know.
Pat would know. Okay.
All right. Well, just thought I'd ask the question.
Good question.
Yeah, Rick, I think you bring up a good point. I think from now on, and I would hope that any time we have any kind of, one of the first things we look at are the warranties involved.
Yes, I agree.
Things deteriorate and break down, but, you know, we've got 100-year-old barns still standing in the township in pretty good shape. 12-year-old brick-built walls are falling down. I'll get off my soapbox.
No. I got to climb down with you.
Yeah. Okay.
Is there any other discussion?
Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Mrs. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye. Motion carries.
That's it.
At least we got those shingles squared away on the park shelter.
Did we?
Mm-hmm. I hope we did, didn't we?
Yes, we got the roof taken care of.
without reshingling the whole roof.
We paid the bill, we know.
But I forgot another thing to tell you about. I'm gonna
every
have
time you remember something that costs as much.
Yeah. This won't cost no money. This will get us money. We're having the auction on July 30th at the garage at 9 o'clock.
Okay. What kind of items do we have to repossess?
That will be under my agenda item. There's a whole list of stuff we have as an exhibit that we could look over.
Yeah, done.
A lot of exciting items.
We'll hear that when we get to it.
All right.
Okay.
A lot of exciting.
I'm going to defer my report until a future meeting. We've had a lot of rain, and we've been trying to attract nuisance resolutions or nuisance properties, and we'll be trying to bring that before the board after everybody's had a chance to mow their take a stab at mowing their lawn.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea.
I do have one other order of business. I'm requesting the transfer of property to Harlem Township Division of Fire. And what that is we have four 4,500 PSI cylinders that have been sitting in our storage for about 4 years since we upgraded to 6,000 PSI cylinders. In talking with Chief Fling, they have a use for them if we have no use for them. So I'm requesting the transfer of the four cylinders to Harlem Township Division of Fire.
Is it just There's no money involved in
No money involved. They're
okay.
Just somebody can use them, and they're of no use
right.
to us.
Right. Okay.
They're four cylinders?
Four 4,500 PSI cylinders, air cylinders.
I'll move to authorize the transfer of four 4,500 PSI air cylinders to Harlem Township Fire Department.
I will second that motion. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Mrs. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye. Motion carries.
Chief, one thing, and I know the other trustees, we talked about it, and we should have mentioned something while your firefighters were here, but we are well aware that there was a major house fire in the township, what, a week ago, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, about a week ago.
And maybe you could tell us a little bit about what happened. Our crew did a great job, I understand. And,
yes, it was over on Hoover Woods, and the fire, nobody was home, and the fire got well on its way before a neighbor noticed it, and then that neighbor had to actually notify another neighbor to make the call, and so it got a pretty good head start on us. However, with the when the crews did an excellent job making a stop, it started in the kitchen, got up to a void space above the kitchen. So there was major kitchen damage and damage to the roof above the kitchen. It was one of those where it was pretty hot and heavy there for a while, but with the help of our crews and the mutual aid crews that we called in, made a pretty good stop, and nobody was hurt, and some structural damage and some smoke damage throughout, but the house is still there.
Any idea on the cause?
We did an investigation with the state fire marshal, and we got it to the kitchen counter where there were some small appliances, toaster oven, coffee pot, espresso machine, that type of thing. Mm. But that's the damage to that area was so significant that they weren't able to take it down to one appliance. So all we know is kitchen counter.
So some of the firefighters yesterday at lunch, and they had just gotten back from a debrief. Apparently you, Genoa, and the other responding units did a debrief on the issue.
That is correct, yeah. Anything real major or whether there's major injury or life loss, we do a critique of the situation, just go over it, and it's beneficial training for everybody involved, and it helps the crews work together, you know, from all the mutual aid partners.
Great. So. Extend our appreciation to your folks.
Will do. Thank you.
Glad everything went as well as it could go.
It's an unfortunate reminder, too, of just how vulnerable our homes really are. I mean, nobody ever, you said it best, Chief, nobody ever thinks they're going to get sick or that their house is going to burn down.
Correct.
Yeah.
This is one of those examples. So when we talk about the need for adequate fire response times for protection, whether fire or EMS, it's a perfect example.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Anything else, Chief?
Nothing. Nothing for me.
Okay. Administration. Mr. Wise.
Great. First off, I'd like to request that the trustees accept a donation from Floyd Brown Group for $500 that they donated to our Genoa Township bike tour.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to accept the donation from Floyd Brown Group in the amount of $500 for the Genoa Township bike tour.
I'll second that motion. Is there any discussion? Floyd Brown has done a lot of good work for us in the past. They're currently spearheading our McNamara Park project, so we truly appreciate their generosity with this special event.
Great. Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Mrs. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye. Motion carries.
Great. Just a side note on an update on the bike tour. There were 96 participants in the bike tour, and that was spread out between experienced riders and the families, and total raised for our Parks Improvement Fund was $2,250. So we consider that a successful day for the,
sure.
the township. I'd like to thank everybody involved, Joe and Ron, Kyle, and all the Parks Advisory Board. Had a pretty good day. One little injury from a spill on a bike, but other than that, it was a pretty successful day.
Right. Couldn't have a better day. Gosh. Without rain. It was really hot, though.
Yeah, it was.
even in the morning. So.
I mean, and this is very encouraging to see these kinds of numbers. This was
this was
the very first event.
First time.
A lot of planning went into it, so I'm happy to see. These numbers are only going to go up, is what I'm getting at. So
biking's very popular around here, and with the new Trek in the neighborhood, it's
that's right.
People are going out and buying new bikes and enjoying themselves on our trails.
Yep. So boy, that's
can only hope to add more trails.
Is anybody going to give a report on the other business association?
I don't have any numbers for that. Joe, have you heard any final
today
numbers or?
I know the GTBA has stated that they had a very successful event. They're looking forward to having another one next year, and they're looking to maybe move the event to a Friday and Saturday. But they said the turnout was good considering the heat, and that the businesses that participated were more than happy to be there and excited that the township's holding working with the business association to hold a event that helps build attention to our business district. So,
you know how many businesses participated? It certainly looked like a lot.
They had a couple dozen vendors that had participated.
Vendors, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
And then there were numerous other ones that volunteered their time, and a few that were able to get around and meet with residents and talk with residents about their businesses too. So, I don't have the full count, but I know.
Okay, a lot.
And they had a lot of activities for all ages, and I think they're looking forward to doing that again next year as well.
Next up on the agenda is the township auction. The resolution's been provided for you in your script, and the list of the auction items are noted on Exhibit A in your packet. There's 5 pages of items that we would like to put up to auction. 2 of the vehicles that the police have received as contraband, we're requesting that there's a minimum bid placed on those vehicles of $10,000, as noted in the resolution. But the list is a whole bunch of stuff, anywhere from bicycles to Bic lighters to anything that your family would love for Christmas or any other person in the township or other places to come out and bid on. Seems like with the wide variety, we'll have a pretty good turnout. People are usually coming to bid on the vehicles, so we'll bid those out last to keep everybody as a captive audience. But Bob Matthews has some old equipment, and you've probably seen it in the back of his yard, that some of it is just acquiring some patina, I guess you could say. And but this is the list for your consideration. We do this every few years. We do a property sale like this, and proceeds will go to each department that has the items under their list.
Paul, how do you want to
you could
just read
the
motion
resolution
in its entirety?
Yes.
Okay. I will motion to adopt the following resolution. Whereas the following described personal property owned by the township is no longer needed for township purposes, which I would ask to refer to Exhibit A. Whereas the estimated value of said property owned by the township may exceed $2,500, thus requiring the equipment to be auctioned to the highest bidder. Whereas the Board of Trustees of Genoa Township have deemed that for the following 3 vehicles noted on Exhibit A.
Sorry, that would be 2 vehicles.
Sorry, 2 vehicles.
That's my typo there.
2 vehicles noted on Exhibit A. The minimum auction sale price of the 2004 BMW 745i, VIN number WBAGN63434D46036, and the 2007 Cadillac Escalade, VIN number 1GVFK66807R272357 shall be $10,000. And whereas the Board of Trustees of Genoa Township, having supervision and management of said property, desires to sell said property to the highest bidder, and whereas the Board shall publish notice of the time, place, and manner of the auction once a week for 3 weeks in a newspaper published or of general circulation in the township, the last of those publications to be at least 5 days before the end of the sale, and shall post a typewritten or printed notice of the time, place, and manner of the sale in the office of the Board for at least 10 days prior to the sale, as defined by ORC 505.10. And therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Genoa Township, Delaware County, Ohio, the sale of township property by auction, listed as Exhibit A attached to this resolution, be accepted to the highest bidder, and further resolved that the proceeds from said sale be appropriated in the proper department fund as noted on Exhibit A. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Are these items, will they be available for viewing, inspection, especially the vehicles?
Yes, for the vehicles, see the each department, see the department head for each item. Like, for example, if it falls under the PD, see the chief. He'll let you look at the vehicles, kick the tires.
So it's there's not going to be a limited time. I mean, if someone wants to come in any time, someone would be around. Okay. Didn't want that to be a burden on you. Okay.
Is this something that we, I'm sorry.
No.
Is this something that we can post on our website, this exhibit,
yes,
and this information, and
yes,
maybe even send it out to our distribution list for residents to?
I recall 1 year I actually picked up a bike for my son.
Okay.
And
okay, yeah, I think it would be worthwhile not only to post the notice in the paper, but to advertise it.
We'll get the word out there.
Okay.
And I'm sure everyone's kind of done some house cleaning to see if there's anything laying around we don't really need.
Yeah.
I think the Facebook site too. You can throw that on as well. The Facebook page.
I don't Twitter, but Joe probably will, and tweet and Facebook and all that good stuff.
No pictures of yourself either, Joe.
Did we do roll call yet?
No.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Mrs. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye. Motion carries. Great.
Thank you.
Any other items under administration?
Yes, there are, sir.
Okay.
There are a couple board appointments we'd like to mention. A couple requests. First, citizen of the township, Belinda Reed's requesting to be on the Citizens Police Advisory Board.
We have today the chairman of the Police Advisory Board, Art Ritz, is with us. Art, thanks for being here first off. Do you have any comments about Belinda? Would you like to?
She did attend our meeting last night.
Actually, can I? Yeah, thank you. Just say who, state your name and your address.
My name is Art Ritz. I live at 7863 Linksview Circle in the township. And we did have a Citizens Police Advisory Board meeting last night, and she did attend and seems very interested and contributed to the meeting. So I see no reason not to approve her if she's going through the normal steps that you have put in place.
And we actually interviewed her a couple years ago,
mm-hmm,
and for one of the positions on, it was a different board, but yet there was someone in line to fill that position who was an alternate. So she did indicate an interest in the police advisory board. Joe and I have been emailing on it for the past couple months. So last night she was just attending the meeting, and so she is definitely interested. So.
Well, and that goes back to, yeah, there's something of interest to residents if they want to get involved, please let us know. Send your resume, shoot an email to the township. If we can't get you on a particular board, another opportunity may arise down the road, and we won't forget about it.
That's a good example. I'll make the motion to appoint Belinda Reed as a member of the Citizens Police Advisory Board with a term to expire March 31st, 2013.
Second.
Any discussion? None?
Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Mrs. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye. Motion carries.
Next is Michael Reed has contacted the township and requested to be a member of the Technical Advisory Board. I have never met him. I think Mr. Place has met him before. And do you have anything to say about Mr. Reed?
Well, I can speak to that. We've seen his resume. He has an excellent resume. Wow. I mean, he's very high up in the tech field. He's actually Belinda's husband, right. She indicated that he might be interested in joining the Technical Advisory Board, and so he attended the last meeting, correct, and said yes, that he would. But we will definitely benefit by his expertise.
Great.
Mr. Chairman, I'll go ahead and make a motion to appoint Michael Reed as a member of the Technical Advisory Board for a term to expire March 31st, 2013.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Mrs. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye. Motion carries.
Next, there are a couple of motions to approve the BWC worker comp injury leave for a couple employees that were injured in line of duty at the township, and I'd like to recommend the board approve those two motions.
I'll make a motion to approve Bureau of Workers' Compensation injury leave for Michael Riley. He's in our police department.
Second?
Police department. Second. Any discussion?
What happened to
Mike? Detective Ryan? We were renovating our squadron, and Mike was trying to put a 50-foot TV on a wall.
Oh, no.
And slipped and cut his finger, and his finger immediately cut a tendon.
Oh.
And couldn't move his finger, so
taken
to the hospital. Our medics transported him because he seemed like he was going into shock. But he was operated on, and he's fine now. He's still on life duty.
Okay. When did it happen, Chief? Roughly?
Not
for him. Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. Oh, that's too bad.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Mrs. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye. Motion carries.
Same thing for Officer Lieutenant Thompson.
I'll move to approve injury leave for Ron Thompson, Lieutenant Ron Thompson, and from the police department.
I'll second that motion. Chief, could you speak to Lieutenant Thompson's injury?
Yes, his physician has determined that the way he's wearing his gun, the holster is digging into his hip, and it's caused some type of damage where it's, I forget the term, but at least that's what his physician has determined, and now he's going through workman's compensation. So he's a lot of pain, excruciating pain, and he's currently in rehab right now, which is helping. He should be back to work next week, I believe.
Oh, okay, good.
What is
he's going to have to change his gun belt around to alleviate that pressure on his hip.
Gee. Thank you.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Mrs. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye. Motion carries.
Great. On the McNamara Park improvement bids, bids came in a while ago. They've been under review at the county prosecutor's office. It's been the township's position that in order to work with the project and make it financially feasible, we plan to do some work in-house on the project.
Mm-hmm.
Prosecutor's office felt that since a substantial amount of that work was going to be done by the township, it would be proper that we rebid that and eliminate those items that were intended, that we intend to do in-house, so that there's a better disclosure to the bidders on what the actual intended work will be on the park. So I'm going to recommend the board reject all bids for McNamara Park this time, and then we'll go out for rebid as soon as the rebid is prepared.
Do you want, I mean, obviously, if we're rejecting these, should part of the motion be to rebid?
Do we have that information yet, Joe?
We have a resolution that we'll have to pass, including the schedule. It's my understanding the prosecutor's okay with the schedule. We just do not have the estimate of what the engineer's estimate of what the rebid will be. And that needs to be included in the resolution for rebid. So we'll have those items in the next couple weeks. We may be requesting the board to hold a special meeting to consider this item.
Yeah, I mean, because we only meet once a month now during the summer. I don't want to wait until the middle of July to put out a rebid.
Yeah, our hope is next week it'll be prepared and in for legal review, and that it'll be more expedient than last time, and we should be getting it back the week of, I think it's the 13th or 14th, and be resubmitting.
So would it be, maybe it's a procedural question, and maybe we have no choice, but what's going to be the difference between the information we have today and what we're going to get from the county prosecutor? I mean,
we'll have the actual bid package. It's a couple hundred pages. When we submitted it last time, the engineering plans were detailed to the fact that everything was going to be completed. So our understanding that we have to go back through the process, and they'll be identifying the specific items that we'll be performing in-house and that will not be included as a part of the bid. They'll also be including additional alternates in the bid packet so that we can more easily pick and choose which items to perform on and which not to.
So if I'm hearing you right, that there will be certain items that we will state we're going to do. There will be other items that we're going to state the vendor is going to do. And then there's going to be a third bucket of items which could go either way. Kind of, we have the flexibility if we think we can do it. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's correct.
Or could be dropped to all the
or dropped off completely.
Like trees, plantings that are non-rain garden related.
Just to address one item, the tennis courts came in a lot higher than what our initial estimates were. It's our hope to do some fundraising, to put out some feelers over the next few weeks, and to better understand if there's other resources that are out there. The grant that we had applied for was from NatureWorks was $19,000, and that was covering a very small percentage. So we'll be looking at other alternatives and ways to make that project happen as well.
I mean, you know, my concern is we have some grant funding that is time sensitive, that we've got to use it or we're going to lose it. I want a tight turnaround with this. So, I mean, that's... My support of rejecting these bids is contingent upon getting it done. I mean, we got to get it done this summer so we can retain that grant, those grants that we worked hard to get, and, you know, kind of have egg on our face if we lose that money, and then going forward we'll be jeopardized trying to get further grant funding. So
we really can't not only make a motion to reject the bids and then place the new bids or
make some contingent motion.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, if Joe, if you can say, if you're saying we can get the facts and figures you need back in 2 weeks, so that takes us to the middle of June, so we could actually buy 2 weeks at least, because our next meeting isn't until July 7th.
First week of July, yeah.
What I'm saying is, does it matter? I mean, we're still going to have to put it out to bid. So does it take our action to determine ABC 1, 2, 3 in that bid package?
Yeah, there's a standard form the prosecutor's office has provided us, and we just don't have the data to put on that resolution yet.
Okay.
But we will be bringing that before you hopefully in a couple weeks, We don't anticipate, it has been delayed, the project has been, so we don't anticipate any future delays. We still think we'll complete by the end of the year. And with the maintenance department under Bob's direction, be able to start work on some of the items in the meantime, that'll be a big benefit. I don't know that Bob mentioned the $35,000 that was approved for the offsite trail as part of a $100,000 grant.
Right.
So,
that's the ADA grant.
Yeah, we're obviously saving some money that's going to help assist the project to get further along quicker. And I don't know if you want to give.
And we're allowed to break ground on that without having the contractor's portion approved. So that's one positive thing. We can start work on that grant money.
We can start our work?
Yes.
You know, I think we're waiting on one trail easement, and we're going to submit for final engineering. It's our understanding that it's been prepared and ready to go. We're just waiting for getting the rest of that going. So.
So the companies that bid on this package the first time, this past time, they will, I mean, basically we're going to start over from scratch. We're sending out and everyone and anyone, even those companies who bid on it before, plus other ones can bid on it. So it's a brand new ball game, basically.
It is. We could have a new contractor submit. We think it's going to be to our benefit that we're redoing this, that we're going to actually get a better price. Just to give it, I think the estimates are going to come back around $600,000 for the items that we're bidding. The estimate before, if you recall, was 1.3 with an addition of a couple other items. So 1.5 million, I think, was the prior estimate for all inclusive. Now we're going to be looking at somewhere between 600 and 700,000 as an engineer's estimate, and they're going to be securing that over the next couple weeks. So we'll have that data to share with the board, and that'll be closer to what we budgeted this year for the actual project.
That doesn't mean that the difference has gone away. I mean,
no.
We're doing the work in house, yeah, which will drive down the cost, but they'll still be.
There still will be cost. Bob did a pretty detailed review of the unit price schedule, and he selectively picked the items that we can perform at cheaper, or not cheaper is probably a bad word, lower cost than what the consultant or the contractors had bid at. So we feel like we're going to save a considerable amount of money doing it in house. Also, the savings will allow us to also reimburse our maintenance staff for their labor out of grant funds versus paying out new labor through a contractor. So, should be good revenue, or it should be a good cost savings for the township.
Bob, we know you have good warranties on your work, correct?
Yes, all I right. do provide all warranties.
Right. No walls involved.
Okay, Chairman, you ready for a motion?
Please.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to to reject all bids for the McNamara Park improvements.
I'll second that. Is there any discussion? Just get it done, Joe. Count on you. Quick.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Mrs. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye. Motion carries.
We're going to skip over the Maxtown Road estimate right now and move on to the liquor license request down at the State Route 3, where the former Gio Marcos was located, a company by the name of Seasoned Kitchens LLC, DBA Yabo's Tacos, is going in on site and requesting the liquor license at that location. Don't need a vote, but just a affirmative okay from the board then to move on with this.
Yeah, there was already a liquor license there when Gio Marcos was there, and
yeah,
that certainly would attract more people, I would think.
So if no one is not, if everybody's in favor, then we'll have Mr. Myers go ahead with the paperwork.
Seeing and hearing no objections from the board.
Thank you. Now I'd like to... The other portion we'll take care of later in the meeting, and break for executive session after the announcements, I guess.
Okay. Let's go with announcements then. We have an invasive species clinic, which will be held on June 14th, 2011, at 6 p.m. here at the Township Hall. And, I assume that's something Ron is putting together.
Yes.
Part of kind of the ongoing workshops that he's holding here, and that'll be free of charge as well, residents.
Yes.
The Investment Committee, the township will be meeting on June 21st at 8:30 a.m. That'll be here at the Township Hall as well. The movie night, some of you may have heard, will be held on June 25th at dusk here at the Township Hall. It'll be on the lawn, I believe, out back. This is the first of three movie nights that have been scheduled for the year. Again, the reason why we're doing it here at the hall is, I think they're trying to get some good rotation amongst the parks, and then also I think there were concerns in the back of the area with the improvements at construction that's hopefully going to be taking place. The Board of Zoning Commission will be meeting on June 28th at 7 p.m. here at the hall. The offices will be closed on July 4th for the holiday. The next Parks Advisory Board will be on July 6th at 8:30 p.m. here at the hall. And the next regular trustee meeting will be on July 7th, 2011 at 7 p.m. here at the hall.
And the Trail Fest is July, we've got to double check this, July 16th?
That's 23rd, exactly.
Is it the 23rd? We were talking about it. I don't know why. I thought it was the 16th.
July 23rd.
I think it was the 16th last year, maybe.
Oh, okay. July 23rd. Now, where will that be then?
McNamara.
At McNamara. Okay. Bob, you're right.
July 23rd.
August 2nd, National Night Out at McNamara. So
okay.
The residents will come out for that. There'll be, I assume, ice cream and activities and all that good stuff.
It's free.
It's free. Is there any further business to come for the board this time? Are there any questions, comments? I actually have two issues I want to bring up. First, it's a sad day in Central Ohio. We lost very special public servant in Franklin County. Sheriff Jim Carnes passed today. He was sheriff, I believe it would have been about 20 years next year, reading right, 1992. Longest serving sheriff in Franklin County history. I did not know Sheriff Carnes, but I know that our chief, Bob Taylor, served as his chief deputy for quite a while, very close to him. So I offer my condolences to you, chief, and to the family of Sheriff Carnes. So I'd like to remember him this evening. On an upbeat note, I want to state that the new unemployment figures have come out, and for Delaware County, we are at 5.9% unemployment. To put that in perspective, the state of Ohio is currently at 8.4%, so well under the state's level. We are second lowest. I believe, I think Mercer caught us. Mercer, I believe, is at 5.8.
Ah.
So we're at 5.9, they're at 5.8. So, and also, to let you know where we're at, a year ago at this time, Delaware County was at 7.5% unemployment. Mm. So progress is being made. And I ask just our residents to keep in mind that there are areas of the state that are doing much, much worse than we are. It's important, I think, to kind of keep perspective. We're very blessed to live and work where we do. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion. We adjourn into executive session at 8:07 p.m. to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, and to consider the purchase of property for public purposes, preparing for, conducting, or reviewing negotiations or bargaining sessions with public employees concerning their compensation or other terms and conditions of their employment.
Second.
Any discussion?
Mr. Gip.
Capture the road issue.
There's an issue concerning property acquisition. Mr. Gephardt?
Aye.
Mrs. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye. Motion carries. We are now adjourned to executive session, 8:07 p.m. It is now 10:59 p.m., and I would like to make a motion that we adjourn out of executive session and return to regular session. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Mrs. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye. Motion carries. We are now back into regular session. We do have some business to come out of executive session to be voted on. I guess I will begin with the first motion. And I would like to make a motion that we approve a... We've reached a tentative agreement between the township and local 430-4307. That's our fire department's union. And I'd like to make a motion to approve the tentative agreement between the township and local 4307. This would be a two-year contract, collective bargaining contract, which would expire on December 31st, 2012. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Is there any discussion on this?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a statement. This is really the most difficult vote I've had to cast since becoming a trustee in 2007. I have, actually, I became a trustee in January 2008, I should say, elected in 07. I have had the, or I do have, the highest regard for our firefighters as I do for our excellent police force. All of our firefighters are cross-trained in emergency medical services and consistently provide the highest standard of care for Genoa residents when they save a life in a medical emergency, respond to an accident, injury, or fight a fire. As is stipulated in the current fire contract and recognized by the proposed agreement, our firefighters are the only ones in the country who must pass a tough firefighter agility test to retain their jobs. By achieving this goal, they have earned an agreed-upon 1% bonus. All this speaks very highly of our firefighters and demonstrates why they have earned and deserved our deserve our community's full support. The firefighters' proposal is for a 2% wage increase in 1 year, 2011, followed by another 2% increase in the following year. It also includes the same alteration for health benefits that was recently ordered following the township's mandatory binding arbitration with the police union. I have two main problems voting for the full amount of the proposed fire wage increase. First, I'm uncertain how much revenue the current fire levy will produce over its lifespan through 2015. Reduced property values will reduce the amount of income generated by the levy. At the current levels with the proposed 2% wages increase, revenue will exceed expenses only in 2011. After that, expenses will exceed revenue throughout the rest of the levy. A carryover balance on hand from previous years should be sufficient to cover these deficits, thereby keeping the township's fire account in the black. But this will make it very difficult to maintain a carryover reserve to meet unforeseen expenses that may arise over the five-year levy period. Second, as a matter of fairness, I am also concerned that the township's non-union employees will be receiving no pay increase this year because of the severe budget crunch we face. They have also been asked to increase their health insurance contributions. These workers are directly shouldering the township's financial sacrifices, and to them we owe our thanks and support. We also owe it to treat them all the township's employees as equally as possible. Despite these concerns, my vote comes down to one practical consideration. Over the past several months, I've represented the board in negotiations with the police union, and throughout that process, I have expressed the same concerns. During a recent mandatory binding arbitration, the township spent $31,770.84 to hold the police pay increases to a minimal amount. In the end, an unelected outside fact finder, whose decision was affirmed by a conciliator, made the final decision to award the police a 2% wage increase for 2011 and another 2% increase for 2012. In addition, police employees' contributions to employee savings, health savings accounts will be In 2011, 200 for single coverage and 400 for family coverage, and they will make no contributions. However, in 2012. If this board were to resist the 2000 first year, 2000 second year pay increase being sought by the firefighters union by voting no on this motion, we would force the matter to mandatory binding arbitration with predictable results. In the end, Genoa taxpayers would probably spend another $30,000 in legal fees, and another unelected fact finder would eventually award the pay increase currently being sought by the firefighters union, or maybe even more. For sure, the fact-finding precedent set by the recent police union negotiations would guide the outcome of the fire union negotiations. Under current Ohio law, an unelected fact finder, not this board of trustees, ultimately has the final say on the township's most important financial decisions. This fall, the Ohio voters will decide whether this law ought to be changed when the referendum on Senate Bill 5 appears on the ballot. The wage increase our firefighters are requesting would result in an additional $42,000 being paid to them over a two-year period. Given the inevitable outcome of the union wage arbitration, I would rather spend the taxpayers' money on our firefighters than on legal fees defending a case we cannot win. Because Genoa's firefighters have indeed earned an increase through their special efforts, and because I wish to avoid another round of expensive mandatory binding arbitration that would waste additional taxpayer dollars, I will cast my vote in favor of the motion. Let me be crystal clear, though, that I will firmly oppose using any money from the township's general fund or other sources, including supplemental levies, to pay for increased salaries for our police and fire departments if the current levies approved by Genoa taxpayers generate insufficient revenue to cover them. Should the current levy funds run short, personnel layoffs likely will follow. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Very well put. Is there any further discussion on this motion?
Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Mrs. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye. Motion carries. I believe we do have some additional business to come out of the executive session.
All right. Mr. Chairman, we are in the process of evaluating a change of policy regarding military leave, and I make a motion that we authorize Edward Kim, who is our legal counsel, to develop a military leave policy that is in compliance with the Ohio Revised Code as well as the federal code.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Mrs. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye. That motion carries as well. Is there any more business to come for the board at this time?
I have none.
Good.
I will go ahead then, and I will make a motion that we adjourn at 11:07 p.m.
Second.
Second. Second. Any discussion?
Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Mrs. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye. Motion carries. We are now adjourned at 11:07 p.m.